Hey.
Not much.
You know, we couldn't come up with a name for our audience, our fans, like some sort of clever wordplay.
Oh yeah.
Oh. I don't know what.
Possible listeners.
It's nice and short.
Hello, possible listeners.
Well, let's merge it. Possible listeners.
No.
I don't know.
There's got to be something out there.
If anyone's out there that can think of something,
we'll throw
pithy.
That out to our audience. What's a clever name for fans of Possible Oscar? Like something that incorporates the band name in some fashion or alludes to it in some fashion. Maybe it doesn't have to be related at all. I mean, Paul and Storm have their brigade of minions and stuff like that.
How about
so.
Earthlings?
Yes. Hello, Earthlings. Anyway, hey, we're back. This is the Possible Oscar Posker cast. I'm Jared. With me, as always, is John.
Party on, Jared.
And Jeff.
Hey.
And let's say hello to the party chicken.
Party chicken is currently spitting out water.
You forgot about that. It's been a few weeks. There you go. Party chicken getting his Saturday.
That guy's a cock.
So we are back, episode 39 here, and we had a few weeks off here. We were doing some recording.
Believe it or not.
Right. Before we get to that, though, we have some feedback from the last episode.
What? Really?
Yes. We got our first feedback.
When was that?
From an earthling?
From an earthling. He is a friend of the show. I always say that. The great Luke Ski has responded to our query from last episode. And he filled in a couple of gaps. I think we had said that Possible Oscar had played at MarsCon every year since its inception of the band, that is. Mm-hmm. Except for 1 year.
For the Nick Adams.
But he corrects us. He says the year the Nick Adams were at the MarsCon GOH, Possible Oscar performed with Chris Waffle during the Dementia Smackdown.
Oh,
that's right.
Luke Ski, chronologer or chronicle of, I don't know. He is a MarsCon master. He knows it all. He remembers.
The archivist.
He's probably got recording of it. We also had a question about rehearsal versus practice.
Yes, I was interested.
And I think Luke backs me up in my assertion. He says rehearsal implies that there is a specific performance you are preparing for. Practice implies general going over of the material to keep yourself fresh between planned gigs.
Nice. That makes sense.
I'm going with the Luke Ski definition of rehearsal versus practice.
So we're in rehearsal mode.
We are rehearsal mode. Yes.
Okay. So practice would be just like we're just trying to figure out something to do or write something.
Yeah, we're just keeping fresh. Mm-hmm. Keep it fresh. Keeping the fingers limber. Making sure our pants aren't too tight. That kind of stuff. Oh, and also he's sending a shout out to the party chicken. Thanks,
Woo!
Luke. All right. So, yay, we actually got feedback from a listener. That proves that at least one Earthling is listening.
Yes, thank you, Earthling.
What was our question for this week? We had something we're going to... Oh, right. What do we call fans of the band?
Yes.
And we're operating with Earthlings for now, unless a better name comes in. So write us in, possibleoscar@gmail.com, respond on Twitter or Facebook, wherever. Get it to us, and we will talk to you, Earthlings.
Thank
the answer.
You. So actually, Jared, this is the weekend where hits on our website skyrocket, isn't it?
Yes, it is Oscar weekend.
Ah.
And that means the band has never been more relevant. Actually, I don't think there's really an appreciable bump in traffic.
Oh,
I don't think people type in Possible Oscar and go, I was looking for Academy Awards, but let me kick on this novelty band link.
Bench, bench, bench. I'm buying all of them.
Not for me. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold here. I have a cold for the last 5 days or 5 or 6 days. So,
are you going to miss it?
I am not going to miss it. I fucking hate colds. Hate them.
Yes. I take my immune boosters.
Anacin.
My Bayer.
It's a mystery. I have no idea where it came from either because I haven't been around anyone sick that I know of. But I just
it's like everywhere.
I don't know what happened. It's like Friday night, we went out for dinner and we came back and like I just was like feeling really, really tired and run down. I'm like, oh, it's just Friday. I'm usually tired. I didn't think of anything about it. And then we went to bed and I got up in the morning and I'm like, yeah, this isn't good.
No.
I was all achy. That's the first phase for me. A little sore throat and then achy. It's like I have definite like days. I can demark the days on like what's going on. So
yeah, it's not good.
So anyway, we were going to do some video shooting that Saturday, but I had to cancel.
Thanks.
Because I was not feeling well.
Dick.
Well,
sorry. Sunday was even worse. I was in bad shape on Sunday. And I work from home on Monday, so. Pardon me. I need a cough button in here. Anyway, and so we were going to do a video shoot, which has been rescheduled for this coming weekend. And it's going to be a video for a new song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new recording of a song that's actually been around for a few years. We are actually going to return to the Fump at long last.
And it's going to be worth it, peeps.
February 28th, and the song we chose to record is a song we've done live a number of times. And like I said, it's been around for a few years.
Damn it! Where's the cough button?
I know. Well, I'm kind of directing the conversation here. So the song is Get Our Geek On. You've probably heard us play it live. And I like to tell the story about this. Maybe I told this. Did I tell this last episode? I don't think I did.
I don't believe
the
so.
The story of it, sort of. The song has literally been around for years.
Yeah, at least three.
Yeah. John, you had written most of it, or at least you had written a couple verses and didn't quite have a chorus figured out initially.
Well, just to give you an idea of how old the song is, one of the lyrics is references eBay. That's how old it is.
What is that?
Exactly. So it was changed. It was updated a bit to a more relevant buying.
It's not as if eBay is gone.
Like yeah, but eBay. You know, I don't know. It just seemed a little dated. But that was,
I guess. So the lyrics have been slightly updated, and we finally came up with a chorus. I don't even remember how we were just mucking around one day, and finally just sort of like.
Well, we had a chorus. I would love to find that demo of the chorus, because we had an older chorus which didn't really work good, and the verses, everything else was working great, but that chorus was like eh. And so
I'm pretty sure I have a recording of it somewhere.
So we shelved it, and we shelved that version, and then we tried to work on a chorus, and eventually we both came up with something.
You came up with a chord progression, and then I think I came up with like a nugget of lyrics, and yeah, worked out. And then we added a bridge. A bridge might have always been there, but then we needed lyrics.
Yeah. Well, the last verse.
And then there was the last verse.
Yeah.
It's like, we know we wanted a third verse, but we couldn't quite. And then you came one day, I don't remember, like, you know, a year ago, and said, okay, I've got half of it.
Yeah, it took that long.
We had, like, the first half. And then I finally figured out what to do in the second half and to cap it off and really seal the deal. And
well, this song has been like worked on forever, so and the end result is, in my opinion, is fantastic. It's
I hope the audience thinks so too. Should we give them a little taste?
I would like
just a little bit. just put in the tip.
We've been recording.
I haven't heard it yet.
Wow. So we're just going to give you a little taste of the song as it's recorded. The mix isn't final, but we'll get there. Right, here we go. This is a little tease of Get Our Geek On.
Really nice time with you tonight. I hope you enjoyed that candlelight dinner at the International House of Pancakes. But you know what? The night's still young. What do you say you come over to my place? I got cable. And I hear there's a BSG marathon on Sci-Fi. Come on, baby.
Make yourself at home. That's all you get.
Is hot.
That's all you get.
Wow, my pants are down already.
Instant booty!
So it's a sexy little number.
Even the party chicken's got a boner.
Oh, wow. Party chicken. Keep it together.
He's all cocked out and shit.
Wow. Well, I don't know what else we want to talk about. I'm kind of losing my voice here, so I'm probably going to cut this one short.
I'm sweaty.
Dude. You guys have anything you want to talk about? Anything going on that you want to bring up? Jeff, you're in school.
I'm in school. So my life is pretty boring. It's all school.
Yeah. You've also got a little one in the way?
I do, yeah, in June. Mid-June.
Mid-June.
If she can hold out till June 29th, that'd be awesome.
Is that your birthday?
Yes. That would be Johnny's name day.
That's my name day.
Wow.
My life day.
Then I will name my little baby girl after you, John.
Yes.
June 29th.
We're mixing all of our alternate birthday references. And
yes.
February 28th, that is the day. Hopefully, I should probably get this podcast up before then. That is next Tuesday, the coming Tuesday. The song will go live on the Fump. The Fump, thefump.com.
So 4 days away. That's all you got to wait. It's 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And by the time this podcast is out, it's probably tomorrow the song will be out.
Oh, yeah.
The way I'm at it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much else.
And then we'll be at MarsCon, March 9th through 11th in Bloomington, Minnesota. Yeah, perform it then Saturday.
what time?
Should I tuck you in, Jared?
2 o'clock. 2 p.m. main stage. We're kicking off the music for the day.
Are we the opening band?
Yes, you might call us the opening band.
Awesome.
There is belly dancers before us, though.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
That's all good. Bellylicious.
Right. So, yeah. All right. Anyway, that's it for the PosterCast this week. Thanks for joining me, fellas.
Hey.
Oh, thanks for having us over.
Check out the website, PossibleOscar.com. Yeah. Twitter, Facebook. A bunch of other places. We're on Reverb Nation.
And eBay.
And soon coming to the YouTubes. That's all. Bye.
Bye.